Hi, am I speaking with Luis?
Yes.
Hey, Luis. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist in the department here that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going?
It's going good.
Very good. Very good. Happy Tuesday. I know you're speaking with Jerry. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we'll have you showing up on the front page?
Yes.
Wonderful. Then that does lead me to go over the pricing with you, but before I just start laying the numbers out in front of you, Luis, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or questions aside from just the pricing that I can answer in regards to our program?
No, I just want to get in the front page of Google.
Yes, sir. Well, it's not only the first page that we place you on. It's a whole package deal to help your ranking and, of course, keep your position up there once we get you there. So it's not just the first page placement. There's other services that are bundled in together with the package that help get you ranked and keep your position up there. But if you want to hear the price first, let's go over the pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is offered to you with a 50% discount from what we originally charge. Now, it's a month-per-month basis with no contracts. With the discount implemented, I'd be able to get you in at the low rate of $249 flat out the door. No other hidden fees or surcharges involved. And like I said, the setup fee, that would be waived entirely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, the program details that it comes along with is going to be complete Google local optimization setup, meaning you're placed on the map as a top recommended option in your local area and placed directly above that in the Google advertising section. Benefits to these positions, Luis, is clients can contact you directly, which would eliminate you having to pay a lead fee that you normally would have to with like HomeAdvisor, Angie's Leads, or another lead generated service out there. So it's direct client contact with first page placement. What we can also provide for your company would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. And then also, this is going to help your ranking, as I explained earlier. So we place you into a directory package that's going to place your company on 60 different directories that Google has their web crawlers go out and index on a day-to-day basis. They go on those directories. The bigger, more popular ones that they index are like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, etc. You'll have a page within each one of those directories, and what that's going to do for you is increase your presence out there online, of course, but Google is going to rank you higher when they have their web crawlers come across your information on those directories. They'll rank you higher when they do that. And then also, what you're going to be provided with is a website. We can provide your company with a .com website that we can provide for you or have built for you, in other words, within 5 business days. We also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. This way you never have to worry about doing it on your own. And what we would do is then attach to the front page of Google, gain traction to the website, and that way you can start receiving more phone calls towards your company due to having a website attached to the front page. Now, another
service... How much for that?
That's actually going to be included at the $249 rate. That's included within the package that we have available today. Okay. Now, but we also send you over an example of how it looks on the 5th business day. We want to make sure that you're obviously, of course, happy with it. So we make sure we send you an example on the 5th business day. Once we get your approval, we would then attach to the front page of Google and gain more phone calls towards your company. And then also, last but not least, Luis, we program your company to show up into all of the mobile devices. And this is because nowadays everybody's doing internet searches from their cell phones. And their location's typically always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do for your company is mobily optimize you. This way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, any Android. And we also cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, Luis, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay. Now, just to give you, excuse me, gosh, I have a frog in my throat. Now, just to give you a general idea, anybody that goes online but they don't typically know a company to utilize, they're normally going to go online and order their cell phones, and they're going to type into the search bar, say, a service related to what you offer. So say they're in need of tree services. They're going to go to Google or Bing and type into the search bar, tree companies near me, tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, stump grinding, tree pruning, tree arborist. Any keywords related to a service that you're offering, you're going to be found as a top recommended option on the front page. Now, just to paint the picture for you a bit clearer, we're going to be allowed to get you found for multiple keywords. They just have to be services that you're offering. So in case anybody goes online to type one of those into the search bar, you'll be found as soon as that phrase is typed in. But Luis, I do have a question for you though. At the 249 rate, the discounted rate, of course, I know it would vary depending on what job you'd be taking on, of course, with the size of it always being different, but how many clients do you think we would have to realistically bring you every month in order to offset that price and make it become profitable for you month per month?
At least, so let's say 2 calls per day,
mm-hmm.
30 days, about 60 calls.
Okay. Well, it's doable. You said 6 or 60 or 16?
No, six calls.
60. Okay, gotcha. Well,
month,
it's doable.
2 calls per day.
It's doable. I mean, I've done that before. I've worked with other tree services, and not in the area, but in other areas of the U.S., and it show. I mean, with your line of industry, it's supposed to show you a 10 to 12 to 1 return on investment, just depending on the job that you do land, if not better. Now, the reason I ask how many clients it would take, though, is because I did pull up the analytics in the Orlando area. Now, obviously, as you know, you're in a pretty densely populated area, but I see here that you service about a 30-mile radius outside of the Orlando area. So I did type in tree trimming into our analytics, and it shows me in the last 30 days how many people searched for tree trimming in the Orlando area and a 30-mile radius outside of the area. It shows me right here 1,206 searches were conducted in the last 30 days. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to be able to bring you every single one of those phone calls. 1,206 searches is just not realistic whatsoever. But the goal for us over here, it is to place your company in front of a large percentage of those searches that are being done. That is realistic and doable. Now, to help gain you those 2 calls per day that you're looking for, is we're gonna program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for your services. Once we program your company and get you found in front of the audiences that are already looking specifically for the services that you offer, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. But I mean, even if you break that down, a very low percentage of that, 1% would still lead 12 phone calls towards your company. And what we found out is by having the phone calls come directly to you, Luis, from consumers that are already interested in utilizing the services you offer, because obviously they're not just going online to practice their typing tree trimming. They're actually looking for a service when they're going online typing that out. So it's our goal to place your company in front of those audiences that are already looking for the services. But what we found out is by having the call come directly to you, from consumers that are looking for your services, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that phone call. We just got to get you in front of the right client that's looking for those services. Okay. Now, we also offer targeted marketing. So do you cap with the 30-mile radius that you like to target, do you cap it off at that radius? Is that the total amount of is that how far you decide to go, or does it really just depend on the job and how far you decide to travel?
It depends on the job. If it's big, I'll travel 30 miles.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so if it's what we're going to allow you to do is hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. We allow you to hand select areas because overall it is your area. So you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in, or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into the areas that are making the most bang for your buck, so to speak. But again, that's why we offer our services here on a month-per-month basis with absolutely no contracts involved. But I'm sure with all the services that are included along with the website and everything else, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot for at least a month or two so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your company, right?
Of course.
Okay, well, Luis, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But what I would have to do here, in order to make sure that we are representing you properly, I would just have to verify some information about your business to make sure that we have everything accurate here for you. Okay? Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 407-692-8033, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay. And then we do have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for the business as 5538 Century 21 Boulevard. Is that a business location, mm-hmm. storefront, or is it a home location?
That's a business location.
Okay, so if that's a business location, you have the option of hiding it or showcasing the address to the public. Do you have, like, a showroom where the public could walk into, or?
What's that?
If it's a shop location, do customers come there? Like, do you allow your customers to walk in? Okay. So with that being said, we're not going to showcase that for the public to see then. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way people that are doing searching know the area that you're located in, but not turn-by-turn directions to your home or to that address. Okay, and just to verify the zip code out there, that would be 32807, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the account purposes, Luis, what's your last name?
Fred Pagano.
How do I spell that?
F-R-E-T hyphen P-A-G-A-N.
You said F-E-R-T hyphen P-A-G-O-N?
F-R-E-T. And then P-A-G-A-N is two last names. You can use one of them.
Okay, so just Luis Fret then? F-R-E-T?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then what is the best email address to use for you or your business?
FretLewis@gmail.com. FretLewis@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Alright. And then what are your hours of operation for the business? How do you operate? Is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? How does that work for you?
Work every single day.
One more time?
I work every single day.
Monday through Sunday, 24 hours?
24 hours.
Wonderful. All righty, I like that. I have to ask that. And you offer, obviously it's 24 hours, so emergency services are offered if like a tree falls on a car or something like that?
Yeah, the price is right, yeah.
Absolutely, I hear you. And then also, now, Luis, did you have any other forms of advertising out there for your company? Did you have, like, a Facebook and Instagram or anything like that?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram advertising.
Wonderful.
HomeAdvisor.
Okay. I'd just like to double check.
That's why I wanted to check this out because HomeAdvisor I use HomeAdvisor in emergency occasions. Once I see the phone's a little dry on Facebook and stuff and Instagram.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really like HomeAdvisor at all. So I was thinking about, I was already originally thinking about Google and all this. But mm-hmm. first, I need to get information of you guys to verify that you guys are a legitimate company. And, you know, there's a lot of scammers out there. I'm not saying that you are, but I want to verify mm-hmm. and get the information.
Yeah, I can send you over that information right now. I can send that over to you. Since we are looking to fill this in the area today, I can send that over to you while we're speaking. That way I can verify that with you while I have you on the phone. So I'm going to send you over proof of who we are. This is going to fall into your inbox saying localsplash.com/pricing. I'm going to send that over to you in the form of a text message. So I just press send right now. You should be receiving that text message here momentarily. It shows, yeah, the email did send successfully. It came from a 714-502 number.
Tyler.
Yes, sir. That's me. And I sent you over an email, too, giving you two forms of contact. You have my phone number and client support's phone number as well.
Google partner?
Yes, sir. We are premier Google channel partners, and I can prove that to you through the link that I sent you through an email. I'm sorry, through a text message. I sent you that link through a text message. Yeah, so let me know when you have it pulled up. It will take you to a page that says, take control of your online presence and generate more business.
Okay.
yet, not yet.
Here, let me send it. You got my email, right? Because that's how you
do
my
email.
Okay, I'm gonna send you over. I'm gonna send the email over one more time. It comes over quicker in the form of an email for some reason. And it's gonna fall into your inbox saying pricing page. All right, so give me one more moment here. All right, I just pressed the send button right now, so let me know when you receive that email, please. The first one was labeled client support, and the other one is labeled pricing page.
An email, right?
Yes, sir, in the form of an email. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to, this is our original pricing. You're going to see at the very bottom is all of our packages. Like I said, I quoted you at $249, which is structured pricing. You're going to notice we don't even offer that on our website. Our lowest package is $299 and above. But I got you into structured pricing. But let me know when you have it pulled up, please. I can take you to the link where it shows you that we are premier Google Channel partners.
So I'm paying $249 for the package that is $599?
Correct. I was able to upgrade you to get our most popular platinum package at the rate of $249 flat. No other hidden fees or surcharges involved.
And does that rate change after a while to $600?
No, that rate of $599, it never goes up to the $249 rate. In other words, it's a locked-in rate, meaning each and every month you decide to come back to us for the services, it would remain $249. It's locked-in, meaning it would never go up on you, not a penny. Not even if you use it for a certain amount of time, whether it be like a month, 3 months, 3 years, for example, it remains $249. Mm-hmm.
All right. Looks good to me.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and give it a shot, see how it works?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Luis. So give me one more moment here. Okay, I'm just making sure I did have everything finished in regards to the question that I needed to ask you. Alrighty, and then the last thing that we would need to do in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, Luis, that would be actually securing the listing at the $249 discounted rate. In order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for your company?
A check.
You don't have a business card or a debit card or anything like that? Because we can't have a business card. Yeah, we don't accept checks or checking account or routing account numbers.
Okay, I have a business card.
Okay, and the business card, does it read with your name on it, or how does the
mm-hmm.
how does the name read on the card?
It says Louis Tree Service, and I have my personal account.
Okay, all right, and what's the last name? It just says Louis Tree Service, or does it say Fret Louis Fred or Fret Pagan? How does the card read?
I probably use my personal one. Luis Fred Pagan.
Okay, alrighty. And then the personal card, it should read with the 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
5312-6001-4374-5700.
Mm-hmm. And the expiration month and year?
0626.
And the code that's on the back?
863.
And is that car connected to the 5538 Century 21 Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. Now, Luis, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card here, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. Okay? So I do have a MasterCard, since it starts with a 5312-6001-4374-5700. And I have 6 of 26, and 863.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Now, the card is coded out. Excuse me, but I'm going to be going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. It's only about 90 seconds long. It's pretty self-explanatory, Luis, but if there's a question on here that it asks you that you want me to rephrase, that we have a firm understanding of what it asks you, just feel free to stop me, and I'll address that question a different way. That way you have a fair understanding. But it, like I said, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Luis, will you please state the name of your business?
Luis 332 Tree Services, LLC.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Luis Fred Pagan, owner of the company.
Thank you very much, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be October 26, 2021, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for Platinum Package Service. When your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each oncoming month on the same day of the 26th, but in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, that does conclude the voice verification. Now, Luis, what I'm doing right now is having my finance team run the 249. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to you showing you that 249 came out of your account. It's a confirmation email. And then while I wait for that to come back to me, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview. That's when you actually you do the fun stuff within the programming. Basically, you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. They're going to be going over the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial about your business just to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course, like general knowledge questions about your business. Now, Luis, I can get you in today. My afternoon is booked out, but the latest time I have available for you today, I'm not sure what your schedule looks like. But I can get you in. The latest time I have is between 4 and 5 o'clock today. Does that work for you?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, if you would like it a little bit earlier, I can get it in earlier, let me know. But for right now, it's going to be between 4 and 5. Okay. And
so
then,
what are you going to do? You're supposed to sit down and make
so
they're the
scheduled,
listening
they're scheduled. Yeah, they're scheduled to give you a call at that time. I say between 4 and 5 because if they go over the phone, they're scheduled to talk to people before you as well. So if the call goes over that hour mark, I don't want you waiting by the phone exactly at 4 wondering where your phone call is. So that's why I asked just between 4 and 5 in case the call that they're on before you goes over a little bit. And yeah, they go over the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also like the Suffolk County area. And we're also going to be going over like the just like general knowledge questions about your company to make sure that we're representing you properly and making sure that you get the correct phone calls coming towards your company from the right type of clients. Okay, so I do have you I do have you scheduled to get that call from my client today between 4 and 5 o'clock. Or from my interview agent, okay? And then also...
What about the website?
The website, they're going to be going over that with you as well. They're going to... So this is, the interview takes about 25 to 30 minutes. They're going to walk you through. Do you have photos of work that you've done from past and previous jobs?
What's that?
I'm sure that you have photos that you've done, that you've taken photos of from past and previous jobs. Okay, so, yeah, we want to showcase the work that you've done, so we're going to walk you through on how to getting photos over to us, content that you want on the website and everything like that, so we can customize it the way you want it to look. And on the fifth business day, after it's all said and done, after the interview is done, after the fifth business day, after sign up, the website will be up and running, except before we promote it, we want to make sure that we send you over an example of how it looks. Once we get your approval that you like how it looks, Luis, we would then attach to the front page of Google and start gaining the traction that it needs for more phone calls to come towards your company. Okay, so they're going to be going over all of that with you this afternoon between 4 and 5 o'clock. Okay, and then did you have a logo for the business or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So we can customize your Google ads to have in the logo inside of it. That way it's more eye-grabbing to consumers that are looking in that section on the front page as well. So we'll walk you through on how to get all
of the
information.
You guys don't do logos, right?
Yeah, we do. We do everything. We do everything here. We're a full digital marketing firm. We've been in business for 16 years.
Can we work on a new logo?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to work on a new logo, I'll put that in the notes here. That way my agent that gives you a call this afternoon will go over the logos, and we'll send you over examples and everything like that for the logo as well. That way you have a general idea of what it looks like. Okay, but we'll make sure that we build a brand new one for you and go over it with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. And then I want to be
Google
the first. Yes, go ahead.
You know about Google Leads, right? I heard about them before. I think you pay per lead, something like that.
No. Well, you don't pay per lead here. It's one fixed flat rate each and every month. So the calls come directly to you. So you don't pay for leads. Like it's not a lead generated service like Home Advisor or Angie's Leads or Thumbtack. It's direct client contact. So we place your company on the front page. That way calls could come directly to you without you having to pay those lead fees. So we cut out the middleman completely.
Okay, good.
Okay. And then also, Luis, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through at $249, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's going to be a profitable service, I can tell you that, but we are results-driven. But what I'm going to – I do need you for another minute or two. It's very important. So are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and pull up your emails for me. Like I said, I'm going to give you your you get a client dashboard, which allows you to see everything that we're doing for you, to tracking and reporting system. I'm going to give you your username and your username to get into that. So in your inbox, in your emails, you should have an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. You have that, right?
I see the initial. Yeah.
Okay. So go into the invoice for me, and then you're going to see about the third or fourth line down on that email. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see that little link right there?
Yeah.
Okay, click on that link, and that's going to take you to another page that shows you a summary of all of the services that are included within the package. And then at the top it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So you can scroll all the way down, and it's just, like I said, it's a summary of all the services that are included. And then right below the section where it says Cancellation and Refunds, you're going to see a box that says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. And then you would click that box right there, the I certify box. And then right below that, you're going to sign your name. So Louis Frep Pagan, as seen. So capital, not all capitals, but capital for your first, middle, and last name. And then once you confirm your signature, let me know when you confirm it, please, because it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash username and password.
What about, it says mobile phone, 407-618-1494. That's not my cell phone.
Say that one more time.
He says mobile phone, and he says 407-618-1494.
Where does it say mobile phone at?
It says SMS communication. You authorize Local Splash to automated, non-automated technology to send text messages to the mobile phone. Provide for the purpose, schedule an appointment. But that number's not mine. You want me to fix that?
No, I'm going to go ahead and fix that. Okay. So the number, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fix that. But you want to, You don't want to opt out of those. Right. So you want to leave that box unclicked. So you don't want to click that box. You want to leave it unclicked. Okay. So you always want to receive messages because we send you over a text message about 30 minutes to an hour before the client interview is taking place. So we want to make sure that you receive that. So you want to keep that box unclicked, but scroll all the way down.
That's my phone number, though.
Yeah, no, the phone number, we're going to get the phone number that we're speaking on right here. The number ending, give me one second here. The number that we're speaking on is 407-692-8093. That's the number that we're, 8033. That's the number that we're going to be promoting for you. Okay.
So, all right. So you want me to, all right. So you want me to sign? I just signed
it. Yeah, you would click the box above the I Certify box that I am the authorized card. It's right below the cancellation and refunds. Click that box. That would be the only one that you click. And then, yeah, you would sign your name and let me know when you confirm the signature.
I'm not doing anything.
Did you type it in a capital L, UIS, and then capital F, and then capital P?
I'm not doing anything. Do we put my middle name?
Yeah, type in Louis Fret Pagan, just as seen above, where it says your name above the signature box. Type it in exactly as you see right there.
Ah, you put my last name wrong. It's Pagan, and you put P-G-O-N. I'm just going to put it like that for now, and then you're going to have to fix it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely fix it, but so it can accept it right now as is, you can type it like it is. And then let me know go over the correct spelling of your last name so I can correct that.
So, Louis. Fred. Pagan.
How do I spell Pagan?
I'm not doing anything. It said, please accept term by checking off the box, checks box.
No. Above that, you see where it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. It's that little box above the cancellation and refunds. You click that box.
No, it went through. And I said username and password.
Okay. Now, the username and the password, that is going to be created for the password, actually, I'm sorry, or the username is your phone number that we're speaking on. Okay, the one ending in 8033, so it's 407-692-8033 is the username. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you this afternoon by my agent that's giving you a call between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, and then when you disconnect with them, you can always customize it to whatever you want it to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. Okay, but it's always up to you if you want to do that. It's the option's up to you. And so we can send you, if we need to send you over anything additional in writing, I want to make sure that your last name is spelled correctly. So you told me that I had it spelled incorrectly. So what's the correct spelling of your last name?
P-A-G-A-N.
Oh, A-N. So P-A-G-A-N. Gotcha. All right. I'm going to fix that right here in the settings. That way, if we need to send you anything additional in writing, you're going to have your name with the correct spelling, P-A-G-A-N. Okay, Luis. But that is the only requirement that we do have from you today before the client interview. Okay, but I do want to ask, Luis, before we disconnect here and my agents give you a call this afternoon, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
So I'm going to be in the group when I go to the right. So that means that you're going to help me be when I go to Google, right? And I press tree service near me, right? My company's going to come up there.
Yes, sir. You're going to, and it's not just one keyword. We get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody types in tree trimming, tree pruning, tree removal, stump grinding, tree, you know, any keywords related to a service that you're offering, you will be found. Yes, sir.
And then there is a thing called Google Guarantee Ads. Do you guys help me with that, or is that something you guys helping me, or?
That's something that we do offer after our clients have been with us. We offer the guarantee, the Google guarantee, after our client's been with us for over a year. But the Google guarantee, that's something that we do offer, but a client has to be with us for a certain amount of time before we can offer that to them. Obviously, so we can make sure that they're a legitimate client and, you know, they can handle an influx of business. So that comes to you after about a year of our clients working with us.
Yeah. So you guys are the Google team that I reached to get all that, right?
You can reach out to us. The numbers that are sitting in your inbox, you have my direct phone number and client support's number. You can always refer to those two numbers if you need to get a hold of us, if you have any questions in regards to whatever types of services you want done to in regards to Google. Okay, so if you want to add the G Suite on or you want to do anything else regarding this in the future, feel free to reach out to any one of those numbers, and you can reach a live agent, you can reach me, or you can reach a client support agent. Now, if you don't reach me, leave me a voicemail. I'll get back to you as soon as I'm off the phone. The only time I don't answer my phone call from my clients is when I'm talking to another client, like I'm talking to you right now. And then so you can always refer to me via phone call and leave me a voicemail, or you can reach out to me via email. Okay, but client support is the number that you would call if I don't answer or I don't get back to you within a certain amount of time. That's because I'd be out of the office. So if I don't get back to you within 24 hours and it's something that needs to be addressed right away, client support will be there 110% of the way to help you out with anything you need.
All right, thank you. So I expect call about 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Expect a call around 4 o'clock. I said between 4 and 5, so you're going to be getting a call between the hours of 4 and 5 o'clock, between 4 and 5 o'clock. So it's going to be between those 2 hours. Okay? So just, but like I said, you're very welcome. But like I said, you're going to be getting a text message about a half hour to an hour before the client interview takes place. That way you know to be, that you can be aware for it, that you can be ready for it, okay?
Okay. All right, no problem.
All right, Luis. And if you have any questions, feel free to call into us. You have our contact information. We want to make sure this is working for you. All right, but other than that, just wait for that call this afternoon so we can get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
No problem.
All right, Luis. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And just wait for the call this afternoon. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to working with you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.